This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. On Saturday, a convoy of trucks rolled out of the Pfizer manufacturing facility in Portage, carrying the first doses of the company's freshly FDA-approved COVID vaccine. Hopes are beyond high that this might be the beginning of the end for the pandemic that has brought so much to a standstill here in Michigan this year and across the country. Kristen Jordan Seamus covers healthcare for the Detroit Free Press, and she was there when it happened. Kristen, welcome back to Stateside.
Hi, thanks so much for talking to me today.
What was it like watching those trucks roll out?
It was pretty amazing. We got there in the dark. It was the pre-dawn hours. So we arrived about 4 o'clock in the morning and watched as the first FedEx truck pulled up. And then that was followed by a UPS truck and one from a company called Boyle Transportation, which does a lot of like healthcare transport and that sort of thing. And it was neat to see them arrive. But what was really powerful, I thought, was when the people who live in that area, in the Kalamazoo area, in Portage, in Plainwell, when they all started to pull up in their cars and they parked on the sides of the road and they got out and they were just in tears. They were so moved by seeing how their community had played such a big role in making this vaccine happen. Wow. They knew people who worked for Pfizer, who worked for the company that Pfizer was before it changed its name to Pfizer. It was used to be the Upjohn company. Mm-hmm. They had relatives and friends who all worked really hard, either in the past or currently, for that company. And they felt like it was almost as if, you know, they had a role in it in the same way that the workers did. It was pretty neat to see them so moved by what was going on.
Kristen, were these folks who had their own lives changed this year?
Absolutely. I spoke to one woman. She was so sweet. She's 76 years old, and she was talking about how before the pandemic, she used to care for her great-grandchildren. And how her great-granddaughter, Lizzie, she hasn't been able to see her because of COVID-19. And it's been very, very hard for her. She was very sad by the fact that she's been separated from her family for so long. And watching those trucks pull out, she got teary. She cried a little bit. And she said, I really just want to be able to see my Lizzie again.
Could you describe the scale of what was going on in Portage and Kalamazoo that day? I mean, just we know that, like you said, you know, the entire Pfizer operation has been nonstop on this. But what about the logistical effort?
Sure. It was a pretty massive effort. So, you know, over the spring and summer, when Pfizer committed to start making this vaccine, they really had to make a commitment to create a vaccine and upscale manufacturing, even though they didn't know if their vaccine would get approved by the FDA and the CDC and would ever make it to market. So it was a pretty big investment that the company had to make in this vaccine. And it was like an investment in hope, really, and an investment in being part of the solution. And this is what a lot of these pharmaceutical companies are doing right now. They just went all in, even though there may not be a return for them on it. And so Pfizer hired 400 extra workers for that Kalamazoo facility to try to work specifically on the COVID vaccine. It invested, I think it was $1.5 million is what the one of the company officials told me earlier this year. They had to buy freezers and bring in scores and scores of freezers to keep these vaccines that they were making at ultra cold temperatures of minus 94 degrees, which is how these vaccines have to be stored. I mean, and they worked around the clock. Absolutely, they did. They even had to come up with a solution for how to ship those ultra cold vaccines. So you can't just put them in a box and throw them on a FedEx truck. They have to be in these thermal packages that are filled with dry ice that will keep them at that super cold temperature, to make it out to the hospitals and the health departments and all the other places where these vaccines will be administered across the country.
Kristen, I know you've talked to people who work at hospitals and nursing homes and a lot of people whose family members have been suffering from COVID, but have you had a chance to talk to that many people who've been involved at Pfizer and just to hear like what the vibe is like as they've been working on this?
I wish I could say I have, but I've not. You know, the company has really kept it under wraps. I've asked several times for those interviews or to even come out to the facility in Portage and take a look at what's going on there. But they've really kept it quiet, and they have not been inviting media out or press out. And part of that is because of COVID-19. So they're making this vaccine, which they want to use and administer in people all around the country and around the world, and they don't want their workers to get sick. And bringing in the press or anybody to their facility at a time when they're trying to do this critical work is a risk that they didn't want to take.
Sure. What do we know about who's getting doses so far?
We know that some of the first healthcare workers were in New York City to get vaccinated. And so there was a critical care nurse in New York City who got one of the first vaccines today. And that happened this morning. We know that here in Michigan, we're going to start seeing healthcare workers vaccinated here this afternoon. I believe that there will be some folks up near Flint who are getting vaccines with McLaren Healthcare. Tied with Walgreens. Walgreens pharmacists are going to help administer vaccines for McLaren. We also know that Michigan Medicine in Ann Arbor also will be giving out some vaccines to healthcare workers this afternoon.
This news, it just feels really timely right now.
I think this is just a really hopeful time. I think it's a time when we look at the numbers of COVID-19 across the country and we're looking at death rates that are soaring nationally. We're looking at infection rates that are going through the roof. We're looking ahead at next week with Christmas and this week with Hanukkah. And we're thinking about all the family members and the loved ones that we miss right now. This vaccine is like hope in a vial that's being administered to healthcare workers and then eventually to all of us if we're willing to take it. And I think a lot of us really need to consider whether the risk from the virus is greater or less than their perceived risk of the vaccine, which has been found to be safe and effective, which has gotten authorization and has been reviewed by the top scientists around the country. And so I think those are things that we have to think about as individuals and as a country and what our decisions, what kind of impact our decisions will have on the nation.
Kristen Jordan Seamus covers healthcare, among other topics, for the Detroit Free Press. Kristen, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, and take care.